Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who heals our bodies and our souls, dear fellow redeemed. The text for our meditation and application to our daily walk of faith is again taken from Mark chapter 1. We'll read verses 35 through 39. Now in the morning, having risen a long while before daylight, he, that is Jesus, went out and departed to a solitary place, and there he prayed. And Simon and those who were with him searched for him. When they found him, they said to him, "Everyone is looking for you." But he said to them, "Let us go into the next towns, that I may preach there also, because for this purpose I have come forth." And he was preaching in their synagogues throughout all Galilee and casting out demons. These are the words of our Lord. Let us pray. Let the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Nearly every business and every organization has what you would call a mission statement. A mission statement is usually a summary of the main purpose for which that organization exists, or a summary of the goals and standards that particular organization or business wants to meet. Most companies and organizations will post this mission statement somewhere where it's very visible, maybe where their employees or customers or both can see it. They can always remember then what the purpose of their company is. And for their customers, they can assure them, this is what we plan or hope to do for you. For some reason or another, I always notice the mission statement in a particular business that I've had to go to a number of times in my life, and that is at the auto repair shops where I've taken various vehicles throughout my life. And every time I notice the mission statement on the wall, I kind of chuckle to myself a little bit, because auto repair shops kind of have a little bit of a reputation for, shall we say, coming up a bit short in the areas of customer service, honest workmanship, and fair prices. I remember one particular service center quoting me about double what the place I checked after that quoted me. And I thought their mission statement, they're holding to their mission statement very well at all. I'm not sure why it is I notice them at the car repair shops, but it makes me think about the mission statement of the church. Do we have a mission statement? And are we holding up to it? Well, the church does have a mission statement, and it was given to the church by Jesus himself. In fact, Jesus himself had a mission statement when he came to this earth. In a number of places throughout the New Testament, you will hear Jesus' mission statement summarized in different ways. Our text for today is one of those places where one of his mission statements is spoken. In this final sermon in our Epiphany series on Jesus Revealed, we will see today Jesus revealed by his mission. After all, when you think about it, Jesus' mission, what he came to this earth to do, is just as important as knowing who he is. Many people might know that Jesus was a historical figure. They might admit that he lived at one point on this earth. But do they really know who he is? Do they know that he is their Lord and their Savior? In the same way that it's necessary to know that Jesus was more than just a good man or a great teacher, or even to know that he is a God, it's also necessary to know Jesus' mission, his main mission, in coming to this earth. It wasn't just to physically heal people. It wasn't just to perform miracles. He didn't come to this earth to lead a political or social revolution. He didn't just come to this earth to show people how to love each other and lead a good life by his perfect example either. In our text, then, we hear Jesus give and state his mission statement. And then we see him act and speak to accomplish that mission. All of the miracles, all of the healings, all the teachings of Jesus, all these acts of love were not an end to themselves. They were actually done to help accomplish his mission. In verse 38 of our text, Jesus says, "For this purpose I have come forth. What purpose was that? We're told earlier in that verse it was to preach. Not just to preach in general. But in Matthew's account of this incident, we are told he was preaching the gospel of the kingdom. It means Jesus was preaching the good news. That's what gospel means. The good news about himself. What he'd come to do. That he came to live a perfect life on this earth for us. That he would eventually be that innocent, perfect sacrifice for our sins on the cross. There were other places in Jesus' ministry where he stated that this was his mission. Here are a few of them. From John chapter 18, he says, "For this reason I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone on the side of truth listens to me." Mark 10:45, Jesus says, "For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many." John 10:38, "I have come that they may have life, and that they may have it more abundantly." As true God, of course, Jesus' mission was the same as God the Father's mission. And as true man, Jesus himself prayed to God the Father often. And he did so as we read in our text. Jesus sought his Father's will and was devoted to his mission. Jesus himself would say in John's Gospel, "For I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me." So we should ask then, how does God the Father summarize his mission statement? The Bible tells us this, that God our Savior desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. That was and is God's mission. From eternity, he planned and made it his mission to save mankind through his Son Jesus. He even knew in advance that this creation that he had made would eventually sin against him, that his perfect creation would be ruined. And he had planned to send his Son Jesus to restore it. And that was the reason for Jesus' epiphany, the reason he was revealed or appeared as the Son of God on this earth. The Apostle John tells us, "For this purpose the Son of God was manifested or revealed, that he might destroy the works of the devil." Isn't that exactly what we see Jesus doing in our text? Destroying the works of the devil. By preaching the gospel of peace, of forgiveness, of life, against Satan and his forces, against death, against hell itself, and preaching in the synagogues throughout all Galilee, and then, as our text says, defeating Satan literally by casting out demons. Now, the fact that Jesus was completely and fully devoted to his mission doesn't prove that Jesus was true God, God's Son. But the fact that he accomplished his mission exactly and completely as God the Father intended, that shows and proves that he was who he said he was, true God, God's Son. And so Jesus crushed Satan and defeated him once and for all, destroyed the power of sin and death, and even underwent the punishment of hell itself for us on that dark Good Friday on Calvary's cross. Then defeated death itself by victoriously rising from the dead on the third day. So Jesus' statement, we could say, his mission statement now, we could say, is a mission accomplished. But he is still doing his saving work. He's doing more saving work because there are more souls to be saved. Now let's be clear, and don't get me wrong, his blood and his righteousness are complete. They are enough, complete and total enough to cover all the sins and make the full payment for the full salvation of every man, woman, and child who's ever been born into this world. His mission of salvation has been accomplished. But not all have seen and heard. Not all have believed. And so in that sense, there is still more saving work to do. There are still more souls to save. And Jesus' mission statement then he gives to us. He gives that mission to us Christians. He's given us his powerful saving word to preach, to spread the good news, to drive out Satan and his forces, and has given each one of us, individual Christians, and collectively as a congregation, a mission statement. This is how he puts it. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. How have we been doing at keeping that mission statement Christ has given to us? How have you been doing? How have I been doing? How much have we been devoted to this mission statement? How much have we devoted ourselves? Completely? Mostly? Some? Very little? Or maybe none at all? Too often don't we have to admit, both individually and collectively, that we are all too often like that bad car repair shop. We've got the mission statement. We have it printed for us in many places. We look at it many times, and yet we don't live up to it. Do we do a poor job of fulfilling, or even trying to fulfill, the mission statement that Jesus has given us? I remember working across from a young man on an assembly line, putting together cabinets one summer back in Michigan. I found out very early on in that summer that this young man was an atheist. And he found out very early from me that summer that I was a Christian, and I was training at school to be a pastor. And one day early on in my job there that summer, he asked me, "You're a Christian, right?" And I said, "Yes." He said, "Well, aren't you supposed to be trying to recruit me?" Well, I took that as an open door, and needless to say, the rest of the summer, I spent a lot of time recruiting him in different conversations and telling him more and more about the Scriptures. I leave to the Holy Spirit what happened to that young man and what the words that I spoke to him that summer did for him. But the way he put that struck me, and the answer is yes. Yes, we are supposed to be recruiting others by sharing the good news of forgiveness and salvation in Jesus. He wants to see us and many others with us, with him, eternally in heaven. He completely devoted himself to that purpose, to that mission, to the point where he came to this earth to be one of us. Imagine leaving the comfort, the splendor and glory of heaven as God himself and coming to be one of us in this place. And then giving up his life on a horrible, terrible instrument used to torture people for our sins. Giving up his life on the cross to accomplish that great mission. Are we completely devoted to that mission as well? The mission that Jesus has given to each one of us to spread that news of salvation to others. Like Jesus did in our text, we can set aside time in our day to pray to our Heavenly Father. To pray like Jesus did, "Thy will be done," and that his mission of saving souls would be accomplished among us and around the globe. Like Jesus, we can preach the gospel of the kingdom of God to the many souls that are dying and in need of hearing that good news. Now, we may not be going from town to town. We might not even be able to go from town to town like Jesus did, preaching and healing all the people who come to us. But we all have people in our lives, maybe even friends and family, who need to hear or be reminded of Jesus' love and need to see that love of Jesus reflected in our lives. That means we back up our words of love with compassionate actions of love, just like Jesus, who didn't just preach the gospel of the kingdom of God, then go home and take a nap or go to the inn and sleep for the rest of the night. No, our text tells us that he was up well into the night, healing people of all kinds of diseases, casting out demons. At the very least, each one of us not only can pray, but we can also give our offerings to support those who are carrying out Christ's mission, whether it's locally or around the globe. Telling of God's saving love in Christ and then showing that love to them in our lives, That is our mission. Where will we find the motivation then to carry out that mission in our lives? Well, by reading from our mission statement every day. For Christ's love compels us, because we are convinced that one died for all, and therefore all died. And he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again. Let us join in prayer. Dear Father in heaven, help us. Prepare us on our mission. Give us the words to speak, your words, and give us the strength, your strength, to carry it out. In Jesus' saving name we pray. Amen. Please rise. And that peace of God which passes all understanding will keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus.